Today marks the beginning of the third week of Advent, where we will look at joy. The day we celebrate our Lord's birth draws nigh. Have you heard the sweet old story yet this Christmas season? I shall never tire of the greatest set piece of all time. May your heart be renewed with joy. Here's Luke's familiar rendering of the events. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." That's Luke 2, verses 1 through 14. We notice that Luke's detailed account pinpointed Jesus' birth in history, since he gave the names of the leaders. Ah, the story of Jesus. The story so precious as the Holy One came to live amongst us, loving, touching, healing. May you feel his presence this Christmas season as you never have, especially if your heart is aching. May the divine love of Jesus bind your wounds and fill your heart. Remember, his steadfast love for you endures forever. Why, his love for you is extravagant. May the announcement made 2,000 plus years ago to those simple shepherds invade our hearts and lives. May the fact that the Savior came to us light a fire inside of us. When the shepherds saw Mary's baby Jesus for themselves, they spread the word, and all who heard it were amazed. Do we talk about our experience with Jesus in such a way that people are amazed and are attracted to him? Oh, that we may experience and share these good tidings of great joy.